Welcome to Follow the Sound. I am your host, Brian Kroc. Each week, we explore a different aspect of music, be it concerts, albums, or even just the artists themselves. This week, I have something a little bit shorter than usual. A few weeks ago, my wife and I drove down to Louisville, Kentucky, to see a band called Highly Suspect. Highly Suspect is a two-time Grammy-nominated artist, and my wife happens to really, really enjoy this band. And I think that their album, Mr. Asylum, is actually quite good. But my wife likes to travel around and see different bands. So we drove down to Louisville to see Highly Suspect. Most of the time, whenever we go to see a band, I will always listen to the opening acts before we ever even get to the show, so I can decide if I actually want to see them or not. Even if I don't like them, I will usually give them at least a couple of songs to see if maybe what I heard in the recording was not as good as what they do live or vice versa. I did not actually do that this time, though. I was just busy with other things, and I didn't get a chance to listen to the opening groups. So, we walk into the club Headliners in Louisville, where Highly Suspect was going to play later on, and this band was already up on stage. I had no clue who this band was. All I knew is that their name was Audio Dam, spelled D-A-M-N. They were originally called Amsterdam, but they were forced to change their name when somebody else contacted them and told them that they'd already used that name. So we get in, and I have to say, these guys are really good. They put on an exceptional live show, and even afterwards, I ended up getting to not really chat with them, but I ended up going and shaking their hand, and I bought their download card for their self-titled EP, which actually only cost me $3. $3, four songs, and I've got to say, it is a very well-put-together EP, and I think it really showcases the band's talents. So why don't we go ahead and give the first song a listen? The first song on the EP is called Brief Microsleep. Fair warning, there are some explicit lyrics in this song. You have been warned.
2, 3, 4. I fell asleep on a subway in a cold and dusty seat. In the parking lot in front of my own house, I fell asleep on some bench in some bus, ridiculously everywhere. In some little school, what? I don't know how the fuck I got in here. I could have guessed, but I'm tired. My head is full of shit. I'm so stressed, but I'm a little less insane, that I'll admit. I could be wrong, but I know now you're the one and all that stuff. I should have known you sent from hell and not quite from the sky above. Since I got love for you, guys.
So this band actually is from Germany. Well, two of the members are from Austria, but they now currently live and they started out in Germany. The lead singer is a guy named Oliver, and he plays guitar as well. He usually is seen with his glasses, and he's wearing a type of suit usually. Even in the music videos, he's wearing this similar suit. Ollie is technically playing the bass part, but he's actually playing guitar with a with an effect on his guitar that drops it down an octave. So it sounds like it's a bass guitar, but it's not really a bass guitar. And it gives them a much richer sound, as far as I'm concerned. And Moody is on the drums. Moody actually, he's kind of cool looking. He's got really curly hair and a giant beard. And he plays drums in sort of a traditional jazz style instead of a rock style, which is where, you know, you've got your hands over the stick, as opposed to a jazz style, which you've got one hand that is under the stick. And it was very interesting to watch him play. You can tell that this guy is very trained in his instrument. The next song on the album is called Radar. They have a music video actually for this one as well. It's kind of a funny little video where they're all trapped out at sea and end up getting rescued by a boat. I don't really understand what the video has to do with the actual song itself, but I really like the song, and the horn part behind it is actually really cool. They don't travel around with the horn section, but the horn part is very cool to listen to.
You don't have to say a word if it's too personal for you. But if you feel the same, I beg you, tell me now. I just can't get you out. I just can't get you out. You're still on my radar.
On this song, you can also tell that Oliver sounds a lot like Adam Levine from Maroon 5. At least it's with this song. And I don't know if it's... I don't think they were trying to write a song that sounded like Maroon 5, but it definitely comes across that way. It's very much in their pop style, sort of a little bit of soul mixed in. But I think Audio Damn has more of an edge than Maroon 5 does. And they seem to be a little bit more musically inclined when it comes to piecing their stuff together. They like the layer a lot more than Maroon 5 does it. At least that's my opinion.
You tell me now. I just can't get you out. I just can't get you.
Next song on the EP is Lights Out. I actually really like the drum part for this song, and the guitar riff is really cool.
Yeah, she wears a smile like a movie star. It'd be even sparkling in the dark. Of all the girls I know, she's the only one I can't let go. I don't need a doctor, cause I know what's wrong. She turned my lights out, so don't even call me crazy.
Audio Damn kind of straddles that line between an alternative rock type group and a pop group. And I don't know if this is just a German thing or not. I've not really come across many German bands that I've thoroughly listened to, except for, you know, the major ones that have actually made it over to the American music charts. And now on to the final song on the album, which is called Give It Up, which is definitely their most rocky type of song on the album. And actually, it's my favorite song on the record. I think it really shows off Oliver's songwriting skills. I don't know, there's more emotion in his voice on this song than in the other songs, and I really like it. I especially like the O part after the chorus.
Of the desperate lies and broken promises, all of the consistent forms of inconsistencies. Forget about the cheap excuses and constant worry and all the shame and apathy. Right, just raise your glass and toast your fallen star.
The chorus of this song actually reminds me a lot of another band that I really like, whose album I'm going to be reviewing, and hopefully I can get an interview with them in the future, but it's The Rocket Summer, Bryce Avery's project that he's been doing for a very long time now. but something about the chorus of this song really reminds me of something that Bryce Avery would do. Audio Dam, an interesting band that I discovered while going on a random trip to another city. Once again, further proof that you can never just assume that the opening acts are a lesser band. I found so many different groups that were the opening acts for other bands, and I liked the opening acts better than I liked the actual band I was there to see. So I didn't do my due diligence with finding out more about Audio Dam, but I'm glad that we ended up going and seeing them because they were very entertaining. And in fact, at the very end, they did a version of Let Me Stand Next to Your Fire by Jimi Hendrix that was rather amazing. They were very, very good at getting the crowd to participate and interacting with them. And like I said, afterwards, they stuck around and they were handing out free posters. They were selling their EP for $3 and they were signing posters and stuff too. And they were walking around the crowd, interacting with people and taking photos with people. And even more so than that, something that not a lot of other people would even notice, they were actually there and they stopped to pay attention to when the other bands were playing. So the band that played after them was called And the Kids, which was a three-girl group from Massachusetts. I didn't really care for them, but who am I to judge a style of music on what people like or don't like? But they paid attention to them like they were watching for the first time. And they did the same thing for Highly Suspect. They really, really liked going to the show and watching these other bands perform. And that is the sign of somebody who truly loves what they're doing and truly understands that music is something that is important to lots of people. So in the future, I will review Highly Suspect's Mr. Asylum. I will review the Rocket Summer's latest album that just was released a little bit ago. And I'll probably review anything else that Audio Dam puts out because I'm really looking forward to the next album that these guys put together. And I would not be surprised if Audio Dam becomes a major success in America. At least I think they should be. It's been a long time since we've had a German band break through to the American market, and I would like it to be this band. Well, like I said, this was going to be a short one since it was just an EP with four songs, but you never know when you're going to find something interesting. So if you hear it, even in Louisville, follow the sound. If you enjoyed Follow the Sound, check out more of the fine programming at lineupmedia.fm. Shows like Performance Nation, Youth Baseball Talk, and The Girls Girls Show with Nikki and Jen. The Girls Girls Show takes a fun, lighthearted look at everyday issues involving women and what it's like being a girl in today's society. They also mix it up with a little bit of style, glitz, and glam and fashion, and get into the world of pop culture. To find out more about The Girls Girls Show, go to thegirlsgirlsshow.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/thegirlsgirlsshow or on Twitter at thegirlsgirlsshow. Or simply go to lineupmedia.fm to find all of our great selections.